Well, it's only natural that we understand something about perhaps relative to perception, we don't typically get the full understanding of this too all the time. But it's something regarding COVID and something that I've somehow wasn't affected by it at all. Not even in a psychological way. And there's some really interesting connections that I've made to it and understanding some things, because it's like, what happened? Did the Earth go through something in space? And then it affected all these humans and didn't affect me? I don't know, that would be kind of weird. Did the pressure atmosphere on Earth change in various, like, ways? Or something change in various ways and affected everyone but didn't affect me? I don't know. But there's something that when you get a little bit farther away from what happened, and you get some time to reflect on it, you start to understand something that did happen with perception, and how deeply ingrained you can get into understanding the whole thing relative to, from a physics standpoint, from like a spiritual standpoint, from the quantum physics stuff of the observer, to the spiritual thing of the perceiver, same thing. And there's all kinds of connections you start to make with the CSF levels in the brain and neuroplasticity and like psychological like perception of like thought, and then like within words and communication we have COVID where that is like a representation of this collective thing as like a group of symbols or something, COVID-19, collective group of symbols or something that's like Carl Jung would talk about. About how like the importance of symbols within like a human and the consciousness and the subconscious and all that. And it's like you start to look at it and start connecting all these dots when you understand that science understands that when there's an emotional state of fear or a physical state of fear or a psychological state of fear, like psychological emotions, physical emotions, psychophysical emotions, I don't know, something like that, it's like when you understand that, like, science understands that fear, the psychological or emotional state of fear, literally directly creates cortisol in the body. Cortisol. So you get excessive levels of cortisol in the body when you have more fear. Well, fear is an emotion and fear is a psychological thing. It's also felt, but we'll keep it there. And because of that, it creates this cortisol levels in the body and in the brain, which affects the CSF, which affects the association areas. Those things seem to be pretty close to interlinked, which affects the neuroplasticity, which affects perception, which affects how perception can be altered and changed. Like as the deal with COVID, with all the fear, stress, worry, anxiety surrounding COVID, nervousness, right, surrounding COVID, like all of that. And so it affects your GABA and your cortisol levels in your brain, which directly affect the neuroplasticity and CSF levels and all that. And when you experience all of that, you find that now you're altering your perception psychologically through word of mouth of these symbols, COVID-19, that is some sort of like subconscious thing with Carl Jung. Within consciousness. And it's like, how often did you look at the screen, or how often did you hear the words? Were you always on the screen looking at it? I don't know if I ever actually looked at it on the screen intentionally. No, I don't think so. I wasn't even. The thing is what's weird is I wasn't affected by it. And so now it's like, because of that, I'm starting to realize that through communication and stuff with other humans, that it's like we're still speaking English language, and I understand that. But there's something about this sort of like pre-COVID way where I used to be able to communicate clearly and effectively with humans. And then when COVID happened and all of this stuff happened, in over time, I'm experiencing more and more, I cannot actually seem to communicate well at all anymore with humans in my own same language. It's like where there's a language within the language that has developed between pre-COVID and after COVID, like PC, AC type of thing, like BC and AD type of thing. It's almost like it's like some sort of like harmonic symbol line alignment markers or something. But anyways, it's like when I look at this, I'm just like, there is so much cortisol then in these brains. And I used to mix audio or mix music, and what happened was, what I found was, when I was mixing, like before COVID, I had all the gear that I had after COVID, but after that long break where everyone was inside on the screens all the time, it was like I could get everything to sound right to me still, the way it did, but I couldn't get it, but no one else could seem to get it to sound right to them anymore. Yet I knew how I got it to sound, like when I would mix, like for like tuning the PA, when I would mix, like I would understand what it was supposed to sound like to me. And I had, well, like 18 years of reference of that, so I didn't really forget it. And so I go back into the live settings and stuff and studio, and I start to actually tune the PA again, and got it just as the way it was beforehand. It didn't change to me, like it was just sitting there for a while, same gear and everything, you know. But then the musicians would come in with all this new gear, with all this time in COVID that they could just dream up whatever and all this stuff, and it's like they came in and it was like it sounded awful. Like, I don't know what happened, but it was like, that's break what made it sound. They couldn't figure out how to make themselves sound good anymore. And it was really, really, really weird how far I had to go into this to understand this completely. But I literally had to go to, like, levels of, like, quantum physics and the observer, and like cortisol levels in the brain and how it directly affects the CSF and all those kinds of things, and perception, and like how you can have like as many of you can like in a single sphere of, say, the Earth itself, you can essentially have as many observers as you want based on the not only like different not you can have like an observer within an observer within an observer within an observer. When you have like multiple scales going, like if you have a, what is it, probably like an atom inside a molecule, inside a cell, inside a, I don't know, drop of water, inside the ocean, you know, like the different scale levels, but of difference, right? So it's like you could sit here. And like I'm right here, right? It's like if a plane flies overhead, I'm sitting here, and a perceptual level of a cell of the observer could be like 343 meters per second as like a space-time dimensional measurement thing. And that's like a scale level. And then you can reduce that same scale level to be the size of the brain itself, so that's another scale level, and then you can reduce that to be the size of a cell, and that's another scale level. You can keep going like this with perceiver stuff, and observer stuff with quantum physics, and realize that like there's so many different possible ways to view everything with perception that it's ridiculous. And I started to get into all of that and then get into the point of understanding all of the various like how you can have psychological stress and psychological fear and psychological worry and psychological anxiety and psychological nervousness, and then you can also have like physical, emotional, felt in your body worry, fear, anxiety, stress, nervousness, and they're different because like, right, like you have the butterflies in your stomach, okay, that's like fear in your stomach or nervousness, and a good nervousness in your stomach, the butterflies or something, right? And then that's different than just a thought nervousness of psychological nervousness of like COVID or like the thoughts or that symbol or those symbols. And then you can get into the realm right here of like vibrational frequencies of those symbols. And the vibrational frequency of the energy of those symbols and what they were pointing to and what... It's like the whole world's like perception, or most of it, not all, but most, started to basically point their focus directly at one point collectively in the mind at one time. Not mine, but that's another way to get at what you can understand about it. It's like the entire... It's like you put these words out there in COVID-19 and Carl Jung and all that, and you point and you get everyone to look at it, and everyone's pointing their focus of their mind and their attention all collectively at one point in the collective subconscious or in the collective unconscious or whatever you want to call this stuff, however you want to divide it all up. And everyone was looking for a while, and it's only been recently that it's like everyone's starting to focus on it again. In various ways, or it hasn't completely dissipated out. There's still a decent amount of collective focal point on it, with collective human energy focusing on COVID itself, because of just the nature of where your energy attention goes, your energy flows, things. And the words and the symbols, like the words are pointing your mind and your attention to something in the in your mind, right? And then collectively, every mind is pointed in that direction. And then there's the collective mind where lots of humans are focusing their energy on it. And when I get into all of it and understand it like this, it's literally like there's this understanding of how it psychologically is affecting you, but also like how it's physically affecting you with the creation of cortisol, with the fear and the stress and the worry, anxiety. Science knows that that directly affects cortisol and GABA levels in the brain, which that is then something that is now like a physical thing that's your body. Like the more you are in fear, the more your body is affected or creating more and more. And that's where it's like it creates more than is needed or necessary. And it's like, how does that affect your overall health, let alone perception alone? How do you reduce cortisol levels like that, you know? Well, it could be a psychological thing, but it's like, as you can see, it kind of like hits at so many different angles all at the same time that you can't particularly define it perfectly to be like that only. So it's just a very weird thing to come into understanding with like perception and COVID, and how it goes back to my thing with mixing. Like, I didn't understand what was going on at first very well. I just couldn't understand it because it was too fresh and too new, and I knew it was going on, but I didn't know it. Any detailed information about it to like how to approach it to correct, you know, it's weird. But it was a huge thing that I noticed, and it was like not only could they not get it to sound right anymore, I couldn't even communicate well to them get them to understand what I was trying to get them to do. It's like I wasn't even using any of this different word. I wasn't using any different language than I used to. And it's just like they would look at me and go, "What's that?" And I'm like, "I used to say that all the time to you. Like, what's happening?" And it took me a while to get to the point with understanding language extensively, like NLP stuff, and understanding like emotional states and energy states and vibrational frequency of humans, not just sound, and how it's all on the electromagnetic charts, and the heart emanates an electromagnetic frequency that's 5,000 times stronger than the brain. And I had to get into all of these different things to understand that, like, basically, not only could they not get to sound right, but I couldn't communicate in the way I used to anymore. So I had to figure out new ways to communicate. And I couldn't ever get it to, communicate right at all. And it was really weird. But it was true, and it was very real. And it was like there was nothing more like I could do as like an audio engineer or someone who's mixing to like cover things up and make it sound better than it actually was. Like there's a limited amount of tools you have to do that. And I got pretty good at it, but it wasn't enough for me, because it was like, while I was doing great at mixing and making it, covering it all up and stuff, like compared to the way it was, it was like, I would have rated it like, I'm sitting here like maxing out me at like an A+ level, and I'm maxing out the way the totality of the whole thing sounds. Like I would walk into a room and judge this as like maybe a C, and I'd be like, well, this sucks. Like I would walk in, hear that, and be like, sounds like the guy in the mixing does pretty well, but I don't know what that whole band thing is about. I'm out. That's something I used to do. Like, you go to Nashville and you go downtown and you go to the different bars and things down there and you listen to the music, and it's like, you like go, yeah. No, the music's not. No, I'd rather go somewhere else that sounds better. Okay, let's go to this place. Oh, it sounds a little better. No, let's. Oh, I like this one better. Sounds much better. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, you just said, well, that's when I give a C+, that's when I give a D+, and that's when I give a B. We'll just stick with B, you know? And I would do my thing with the mixing, and I would make it sound right to me with my house EQ and the way I would use that still, and everything would be right. And then it was like, no matter what, I learned a lot of new tricks and skills, but even with all of that, the overall sound of it was like a C+ to me. And I was just like, this isn't doing it for me anymore. I don't know what's going on. I can't seem to tell anyone about it and figure it out right. I know it's not, I understand it can't be me because I'm listening to the same thing twice. And there's like a difference between the way it used to be. And I even have multi-tracks, like where I would play them back live. I had multi-tracks and I would play them out on the console and like look, like recall a mix from something pre-COVID. And then it was like, it would play back and it would be like, oh, this sounds amazing. Like, I'm like, what did I do? Nothing. I didn't do anything right. I hit recall on all the scenes from where it was and played it back with multi-tracks and it sounded amazing. And then I go to the next, to like something after COVID, and I would play the multi-tracks back and listen to it in there, and I'm just like, gosh, this does not sound good at all. It sounds terrible. And then I would sit there with multi-tracks for like, sometimes I would sit there for like 3-4 days trying to figure out how to make it sound good. And it's like, even if I had 3-4 days with all of the Waves plugins you wanted and like the, like DMB rig and like all of this stuff, like if I had, since I had all of that, I would sit with multi-tracks for like 3-4 days, even sometimes going on weekends when no one was there, trying to figure out if I could make it sound the same way or sound as good somehow, some way, as I could before. And I could just A and B the different tracks, and I could not do it. And it showed me, like, I used to get a mix up and going and like really well and really easily, and like it was like, especially on tour, it would, or festivals, it would be like, yeah, it was like a pretty good one would be like if you spent, it sounds off, but the shorter you spend on it and the better you get it to sound, you don't have to keep messing with it. So it's like the better ones would have been something like half a song to a song, and they happen sometimes, and it was some of the best mixes I ever had. But when I sit here with COVID and all that, and I start from zero scratch multiple times with multi-tracks, trying to start all the way over to make it sound as good, what I figure out is there's just not enough tools to correct what the musicians can't do anymore. Like they and it's a very weird thing that I had to come to, because it's just like, why I don't want to sit here and listen to this music anymore. I can't do anything about it. I don't know what happened. You know? And it's like, it's a very interesting thing that I've gotten into understanding. It's like, we understand that the heart itself emanates an electromagnetic frequency from itself at a radius like beyond itself, the body itself, by like, what, 5-6 meters or something like that. And in the process of that, when you get a bunch of humans together in a room with COVID, right? But after COVID, when you get a bunch of, or before, when you get a bunch of humans in the room, that's a lot of electromagnetic frequencies of human itself in the room that the human is creating in the room alone. And then when you factor that into like mixing, and you talk about your house EQ, like none of my house EQs worked anymore after COVID, when people got in the room. If it was me in the room alone, it worked wonderful. Then the humans got in the room, and we all understand to some degree at that level of mixing, you understand that the when people get in the room changes, and you understand that in a particular way. But in another way, from what I understand it as now, it's like when the humans get in the room with the various electromagnetic frequency of the heart, which is emanating a state of fear from COVID, and their focus of their energy is in at COVID. It's like when they got in the room, it started to sound awful, like even the house EQ that I had. And I had to start to figure out how to adjust that relative to the current state of the electromagnetic frequency of everyone's heart. And that wasn't working well either, because it would work well for the songs I used to use to tune the PA. It would work fine for those, but it's like those were songs that, at least one of them was a song that was before the 2000s, and there was another song that was long before COVID. And it's like now that there's the after COVID thing, it's like you can't hear it right anymore. Like when people are in the room, because of the house EQ. And it's a very weird thing to understand that the humans themselves with their electromagnetic frequencies can actually affect sound that much to you in that way, where you have to literally adjust the graphic EQ because of it. It's not different. It's a different mentality than understanding that you need to adjust the graphic EQ because bodies get in the room for noise absorption, basically. That's the word. But you also can understand that when they get in the room for noise absorption, they're also getting in the room for electromagnetic frequencies of their heart. And it affects things in a different way. Especially when you're used to mixing to a full room. Like, it's like the body had to, was absorbing the same sound, right, in a sort of way, but the electromagnetic frequencies were off, and so that made the graphic EQ off, even though it was exactly the same gear and everything beforehand. It's a very weird phenomena and lots of weird perception stuff in it, but it really ties everything together between all the various levels.